From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October the 23rd. Broncos general manager John Elway addressed the trade of Emmanuel Sanders to San Francisco late Tuesday, telling the Denver media, quote, "When we looked at it, Emmanuel had issues and we had issues. That is why it was a good time for us to go in different directions. With that being said, we were able to get a value we thought was fair. That's why we decided to make the deal." Sanders was sent to San Francisco with a fifth-round pick, four third- and fourth-round picks in this April's draft. Sanders made two Pro Bowls as a Bronco and had 30 receptions for 367 yards and two touchdowns through seven games this season. The 49ers' receiving core has been thinned by injuries to Marquise Goodwin, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Hurd, and Trent Taylor. The Lions traded safety Quandre Diggs and a seventh-round pick in 2021 to Seattle in exchange for a 2020 fifth-rounder later in the day on Tuesday. Diggs started 5 of 6 games for the Lions this season, missing week 6 with a hamstring injury. He played 55 snaps against the Vikings on Sunday in his return. And over his run in Detroit, Diggs started 40 of his 65 games, tallying at least 3 picks and 8 passes defensed in each of the last 2 seasons. He has 3 years left on a deal he signed just last year. Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox stymied a potential break-in at his home with a shotgun last Wednesday. The suspect is said to be the ex-boyfriend of a woman staying at Cox's residence. He reportedly threw rocks through the windows of a vehicle on the property and attempted to throw rocks through the front door. The suspect was also seen on camera walking around the residence with a baseball bat and attempting to enter the garage. He fled when Cox appeared with a shotgun. The suspect caused about $2,000 in damage to Cox's residence. Cox missed practice last Wednesday with an illness. Head coach Doug Peterson said the illness and the incident were unrelated. Former Raiders legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Willie Brown died on Tuesday. He was 78. Brown made the NFL's All-70s team, was a 2-time NFL First Team All-Pro, and a 3-time All-NFL team member. Brown is tied for 21st all-time with 54 career interceptions and was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1984. Brown entered the league as an undrafted free agent with the Oilers in 1963 before landing with the Broncos. He was traded to the Raiders in 1967, his career took off, and he lasted 12 seasons as a player there, then served for the last 24 years as an Oakland administrator. Brown's most famous play was his 75-yard pick six of Fran Tarkington during the Raiders' Super Bowl XI win. University of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh sent a strongly worded letter to the parents of current players and commits denying recent rumors of a potential exit from Ann Arbor. Harbaugh called a Football Scoop report of him pursuing an exit strategy as total crap and part of an annual strategy for Michigan rivals to, quote, cause disruption to our program and negatively recruit. Harbaugh also addressed rumors that his representatives were gouging interest from NFL teams by pointing out that he has no agent or representative. Harbaugh has been denying rumors of an NFL return since 2016 and addressed them at length in an interview with Adam Schefter last year. Harbaugh most recently served as the head coach of the 49ers for 4 years, reaching the Super Bowl in 2012. And finally, Monday Night Football microphones caught Sam Darnold saying he was seeing ghosts after his 3rd of 5 turnovers against the Patriots during Monday night's 33-0 loss. Darnold was mic'd up for the game, and the clip of him talking about ghosts immediately went viral. NFL Films controls which audio clips gathered from players are used during the game. The rep at MetLife Stadium cleared the ghost clip for on-air use by ESPN. After the game, Darnold clarified his comments, saying he needed to see the field better against the Patriots' blitzing defense and pointing out that he wasn't embarrassed that the comment went viral. Coach Adam Gase said, quote, "That's one of the things that I was really disappointed to hear about after the game. I don't know if I've ever seen that, where somebody was mic'd up and a comment like that was allowed to make air." And on Twitter, Jets running back Le'Veon Bell said, "They screwed Sammy over. There's not one player in the NFL who's cool with every sideline convo broadcasted to millions. There's a reason we've never heard other quarterbacks frustrated like that on the sideline before." And that's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.